1. What is an event-driven architecture? An event-driven architecture is a software design paradigm where components communicate with each other through events. Events are typically notifications that something has happened and trigger certain actions or workflows in response. 2. How does event-driven architecture improve scalability? Event-driven architecture allows for asynchronous communication, where services don't need to wait for responses from other services, enabling better scalability. Events can be processed independently, and new services can easily be added to handle more events. 3. What are the components of an event-driven architecture? The main components include event producers, emit events, event channels, convey events, and event consumers, react to events. These components interact asynchronously to process events and trigger further actions. 4. How do event-driven architectures handle failures? In event-driven architectures, failure handling is managed by event brokers or queues. Events can be retried or redirected based on error conditions, and dead letter queues can capture events that fail repeatedly. 5. What is the role of an event bus in an event-driven architecture? An event bus acts as a middleware or message broker that facilitates communication between event producers and consumers. It handles the routing, delivery, and management of events in the system. 6. What is a serverless architecture? Serverless architecture refers to a cloud computing model where developers can build and run applications without managing servers. The cloud provider automatically handles server provisioning, scaling, and management, allowing developers to focus on writing code. 7. What are the benefits of a serverless architecture? Serverless architectures provide automatic scaling, reduced operational costs, no need to manage servers, improved developer productivity, and the ability to pay only for the resources you use, rather than for idle server time. 8. What is AWS Lambda? AWS Lambda is a serverless compute service that lets you run code without provisioning or managing servers. It automatically scales the application based on incoming events and charges only for the compute time consumed by your code. 9. How does event-driven architecture work in a serverless environment? In a serverless environment, event-driven architecture uses services like AWS Lambda, Azure Functions, or Google Cloud Functions to trigger serverless functions in response to events. Events can come from various sources, like HTTP requests, database changes, or messages in queues. 10. What is the difference between traditional monolithic architectures and event-driven architectures? In monolithic architectures, components are tightly coupled and typically communicate synchronously within a single application. In contrast, event-driven architectures decouple components, enabling asynchronous communication and allowing them to scale independently. 11. How does AWS Lambda scale based on the number of events? AWS Lambda automatically scales by running code in response to each event, with the ability to handle thousands of events concurrently. The scaling is handled without any user intervention, as the Lambda service manages it internally. 12. What is the role of an event producer in an event-driven architecture? An event producer is any component or system that generates events and publishes them to an event channel or bus. This can include applications, sensors, or other services that trigger actions by emitting events. 13. What are some common use cases for serverless computing? Common use cases include data processing, real-time file processing, API backends, microservices, event-driven workflows, chatbots, and automating infrastructure tasks like backups and updates. 14. What is the difference between synchronous and asynchronous processing in event-driven systems? In synchronous processing, the event producer waits for a response before continuing. In asynchronous processing, the producer sends the event and continues without waiting for a response, allowing the consumer to handle the event independently. 15. How does event-driven architecture improve fault tolerance? Event-driven architecture allows for retries and event persistence. If an event fails, it can be retried or redirected to a dead letter queue. By decoupling services, individual component failures don't affect the entire system, improving overall fault tolerance. 16. What is an event-driven microservices architecture? An event-driven microservices architecture is a design pattern where microservices communicate through events rather than direct calls. This pattern promotes loose coupling and enables scalability and flexibility, with services responding to events generated by other services. 17. What are the key advantages of using serverless architecture over traditional server-based approaches? Key advantages of serverless architecture include automatic scaling, reduced operational overhead, no server management, pay-per-use pricing, and the ability to focus on business logic rather than infrastructure. 18. What is an event-driven function in serverless computing? An event-driven function is a function in serverless computing that is executed in response to specific events, such as HTTP requests, file uploads, or database changes. AWS Lambda and Azure Functions are examples of platforms that support event-driven functions. 19. How does event sourcing relate to event-driven architectures? Event sourcing is a pattern where changes in an application state are captured as a sequence of events, rather than storing just the final state. These events can be replayed to recreate the application state, which complements event-driven architectures by providing an immutable log of events. 20. What is a message queue, and how is it used in event-driven architectures? A message queue is a component that stores messages, events, temporarily until they are processed by consumers. It enables asynchronous communication between producers and consumers, decoupling components, and allowing for load balancing, retries, and fault tolerance in event-driven architectures. 21. How does serverless architecture help in reducing costs? Serverless architecture helps reduce costs by charging only for the actual compute time used, instead of paying for idle server capacity. There is no need to provision or manage servers, and resources are scaled automatically based on demand. 22. What are the challenges in implementing event-driven architecture? Challenges in event-driven architecture include ensuring event delivery reliability, handling complex event processing logic, managing distributed systems, debugging, maintaining eventual consistency, and monitoring events across different services. 23. How does Azure Functions support event-driven serverless computing? Azure Functions supports event-driven serverless computing by allowing developers to write functions that respond to a variety of events such as HTTP requests, queue messages, timer events, and data changes in databases or storage. Functions are executed in response to these triggers. 24. What is an event-driven workflow? An event-driven workflow is a sequence of tasks or processes that are triggered by specific events. These workflows are asynchronous, meaning that each task or process is executed when an event occurs, rather than following a strict sequence of actions. 25. How does AWS EventBridge enhance event-driven architectures? AWS EventBridge enhances event-driven architectures by providing a fully managed event bus that allows for the ingestion, routing, and processing of events from multiple sources. It supports event filtering, transformation, and integration with AWS services, making it easier to create event-driven applications. 26. What is the difference between event-driven and message-driven architectures? Event-driven architectures focus on producing and consuming events, where the state changes are captured as events. In contrast, message-driven architectures focus on sending messages between components, where messages are typically requests or responses that need acknowledgement or processing. 27. What are dead letter queues in event-driven systems? Dead letter queues are specialized queues that store messages or events that cannot be processed successfully. They help prevent data loss by allowing for later inspection and reprocessing, especially in case of errors or failures in the system. 28. How does serverless architecture handle scaling automatically? Serverless platforms like AWS Lambda, Azure Functions, and Google Cloud Functions automatically scale based on incoming traffic or events. The platform provisions the required resources and manages scaling, ensuring optimal performance without manual intervention. 29. What is the role of a trigger in serverless computing? A trigger in serverless computing is an event or action that causes a function to be executed. Triggers can be based on various events such as HTTP requests, file uploads, database changes, or scheduled tasks, and they invoke serverless functions to handle these events. 30. What is the concept of eventual consistency in event-driven systems? Eventual consistency refers to a consistency model in which, after an update to the system will become consistent over time, but not necessarily immediately. This is common in event-driven systems, where events may be processed in different orders or with delays. 31. How do serverless architectures handle failure scenarios? Serverless architectures typically handle failures through retries, dead letter queues, and built-in fault tolerance mechanisms. Functions may automatically retry upon failure, and events can be directed to dead letter queues for further investigation. 32. What are the advantages of using AWS Lambda in an event-driven architecture? AWS Lambda provides several advantages, including automatic scaling, no server management, and only paying for the actual compute time used. It integrates seamlessly with other AWS services, making it ideal for event-driven architectures that require event processing and routing. 33. What is the concept of stateless in serverless computing? In serverless computing, stateless means that each function execution is independent and does not rely on previous executions. This ensures scalability and reliability, as there is no shared state between function invocations. 34. How can an event-driven architecture be used for real-time data processing? Event-driven architecture can be used for real-time data processing by triggering functions or services to process incoming events immediately. For example, events such as sensor data or transactional information can be processed in real-time using AWS Lambda, Azure Functions, or similar platforms. 35. What is an event bus in an event-driven system? An event bus is a central channel that allows events to be published and consumed by different systems or services. It helps route events to the correct handlers and decouples event producers from event consumers. AWS EventBridge is an example of an event bus service. 36. How does Amazon SNS, Simple Notification Service, work in event-driven systems? Amazon SNS is a messaging service that enables the sending of notifications and messages to multiple subscribers. In event-driven systems, SNS can be used to publish events to multiple subscribers, e.g., Lambda functions, SQSQs, or email addresses, for processing. 37. What is the difference between AWS Lambda and EC2 for event-driven architectures? AWS Lambda is a serverless compute service that runs code in response to events and automatically scales without managing servers. EC2, on the other hand, is a virtual server that requires provisioning and management, making Lambda more suitable for event-driven architectures due to its scalability and ease of use. 38. What role do queues play in event-driven systems? Queues in event-driven systems temporarily store events or messages until they can be processed by consumers. They help decouple producers and consumers, allow for load balancing, and ensure reliable event delivery even if consumers are temporarily unavailable. 39. How does Google Cloud Functions support event-driven architecture? Google Cloud Functions supports event-driven architecture by allowing functions to be triggered by various Google Cloud events, such as changes in cloud storage, pub/sub messages, HTTP requests, or Cloud Firestore events. It enables developers to build scalable, event-driven applications without managing servers. 40. What is the concept of event-driven microservices? Event-driven microservices involve decoupling services so they can communicate asynchronously through events. Each microservice acts as an event producer or consumer, and events trigger actions or state changes in other services, making the architecture scalable and fault-tolerant. 41. What are the differences between push and pull event-driven communication models? In a push model, events are sent directly to consumers, e.g., Lambda functions. In a pull model, consumers actively request events from a source, e.g., pulling a message queue. Push models are more efficient for real-time processing, while pull models offer more control to consumers. 42. How does a serverless platform like AWS Lambda ensure security? AWS Lambda ensures security by using AWS Identity and Access Management, IAM, to control function access. Functions run in a secure execution environment, and you can use VPC integration, environment variables, and encryption to further secure data and network access. 43. How can you implement retry logic in serverless architectures? Retry logic in serverless architectures can be implemented using built-in features like AWS Lambda's automatic retries, AWS step functions, or message queue configurations, e.g., SQS, that handle retries for messages that fail to process. Developers can also customize retry behavior by setting retry intervals and maximum retry counts. 44. What are the key benefits of using an event-driven architecture for building scalable applications? Event-driven architectures allow applications to scale dynamically based on demand, enable asynchronous processing to improve system performance, decouple services for greater flexibility, and handle large volumes of events in a distributed and fault-tolerant manner. 45. What are some examples of event sources in AWS EventBridge? Examples of event sources in AWS EventBridge include AWS services, e.g., S3, EC2, Lambda, custom applications, SaaS applications, and other AWS accounts. EventBridge can consume events from these sources and route them to AWS Lambda, SQS, step functions, or other event handlers. 46. How can event-driven systems help with decoupling components in a microservices architecture? Event-driven systems help decouple microservices by enabling communication through events rather than direct synchronous calls. Services can produce events, and other services can react to these events asynchronously, allowing components to operate independently without tight interdependencies. 47. What is the purpose of event sourcing in event-driven architectures? Event sourcing is a pattern where state changes are stored as a sequence of events rather than updating a database with the latest state. This approach enables the reconstruction of the system's state at any point in time and provides audit trails and versioning for events. 48. How can AWS SQS be used in an event-driven architecture? AWS SQS, Simple Queue Service, can be used in an event-driven architecture to store events temporarily. Event producers send messages to SQS, and consumers, e.g., AWS Lambda functions, pull and process these messages asynchronously. SQS ensures that events are reliably delivered even during periods of high load or failures. 49. What is the role of asynchronous processing in event-driven architectures? Asynchronous processing allows services to handle events in a non-blocking manner, enabling them to continue processing other tasks while waiting for event-driven actions to complete. This helps improve system throughput and response times, especially in distributed and microservices architectures. 50. How does Google Cloud Pub/Sub facilitate event-driven architectures? Google Cloud Pub/Sub provides an asynchronous messaging service that allows events to be sent to multiple subscribers in real time. It decouples event producers from consumers, supports automatic scaling, and ensures high availability and reliability in event-driven systems. 51. What are the challenges in implementing an event-driven architecture at scale? Challenges include handling large volumes of events, ensuring event delivery in the right order, managing system failures or retries, ensuring fault tolerance and consistency, and ensuring proper monitoring and debugging across a distributed system. 52. How does an API gateway work in a serverless architecture? An API gateway acts as an entry point for client requests in serverless architectures, routing requests to the appropriate serverless functions, e.g., AWS Lambda, Google Cloud Functions. It handles tasks like authentication, authorization, throttling, and traffic management, abstracting the complexity of serverless microservices. 53. How can you monitor and debug event-driven applications? Monitoring and debugging event-driven applications can be done through tools like AWS CloudWatch, Google Cloud Logging, and Azure Monitor. These tools help capture logs, set up alarms, and track metrics to monitor system health. Distributed tracing can also be used to trace events across services. 54. How does AWS Step Functions enable serverless workflows? AWS Step Functions orchestrate serverless workflows by chaining AWS Lambda functions and other AWS services into state machines. It enables sequential and parallel processing of events, provides built-in error handling, retries, and enables complex workflows with minimal code. 55. What is the concept of event-driven state machines in serverless systems? Event-driven state machines allow event-driven architectures to manage complex workflows, where the system moves through different states based on events. AWS Step Functions is an example that uses state machines to process events and manage state transitions in serverless applications. 56. How do serverless functions scale automatically in response to events? Serverless functions like AWS Lambda automatically scale based on the volume of incoming events. Each event triggers a separate instance of the function, and the platform automatically allocates resources to handle the increased load without requiring manual intervention. 57. How does message queuing help in decoupling services in an event-driven system? Message queuing decouples services by acting as a buffer between producers and consumers of events. Producers send messages to a queue, and consumers asynchronously pull and process messages, enabling systems to handle peak loads, retry failed events, and maintain responsiveness even during disruptions. 58. How do you ensure idempotency in event-driven architectures? Idempotency can be ensured by designing event handlers to handle the same event multiple times without adverse effects. This can be achieved by using unique event IDs, storing processed event data, and ensuring that each event processing action is repeatable without causing inconsistencies.